This is Raiden upon Amkoshul Gimire with the news, top stories of the hour first. Parties initiate discussion for the formation of consensus government. Time given for it ending today. Prime Minister discusses with Election Commission representatives about postponing the date for the second phase local election. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister claims that 7.2% economic growth possible due to economic activities in local level and expansion of service, industries and energy sectors. And U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says climate deal is absolutely essential. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal has held discussions with office bearers of the Election Commission in order to seek advice on the rescheduling of the second round of the local level elections. According to a statement issued by the Commission, the meeting held yesterday at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar focused on rescheduling the polls, keeping in mind the Muslim festival of Ramadan. After the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal said efforts are on to seek advice from the Commission's officials on the rescheduling of the polls. Following the demand of Muslim community, the government is likely to reschedule the polls second time for June 28. Earlier, the June 14 polls were rescheduled for June 23rd. The meeting was attended by Election Commissioner, Chief Election Commissioner Dr. Ayodhya Prasad Yadav and Election Commissioners. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa and Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Bimalendra Rindidi also attended the discussion. Parties have started discussions on the formation of a new consensus-based government as per the Article 298 of the Constitution of Nepal following the resignation of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal. Prime Minister Dahal resigned on May 24th as per the understanding his party, the CPN Maoist Center, reached with Nepali Congress. The top leaders of all political parties representing in the legislature parliament held discussions in this connection during a meeting convened by the Nepali Congress in the legislature parliament. The meeting was held at the parliament building, New Baneshwar. However, the main opposition party, CPN-UML, was not present in the meeting. Following the resignation of Prime Minister Dahal, President Bidyadevi Bhandari on May 25th called on the political parties represented in the legislature parliament to elect the Prime Minister and constitute a council of ministers under the person's leadership on consensus within 7 days. The deadline for it is ending today. An investigation team constituted by the Election Commission to carry out the investigation into the issue of tearing of ballot papers has begun consultation with different party leaders. Vote counting has remained halted after party representatives tore down the ballot papers while counting of votes in Bharatpur metropolitan city. The Commission had constituted an investigation team under the convenorship of Joint Attorney Geeta Timilsina. The team has held discussions with Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, CPN Maoist Center, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Naya Shakti Party district chairs regarding the case. The team will submit its report today, and the Election Commission will decide whether to hold re-election or recount at Ward No. 19 of Bharatpur Metropolis. UML has organized a protest rally demanding recount of the votes, while Nepali Congress and Maoist Center are demanding for re-election at the ward. Meanwhile, a high-level team of CPN-UML leaders had reached the Election Commission yesterday to draw the attention of the Election Commission to carry out investigation into Bharatpur Metropolitan City ballot-tearing incident. The team comprising party chairman K.P. Sharma Oli, senior leader Chalanath Kanal and leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, among others, visited the Election Commission Commissioner, Chief Election Commission Commissioner Dr. Ayodhya Prasad Yadav and commissioners at the Election Commission office at Kantipath and said that result can be announced containing the remaining votes by keeping the torn ballot papers separately as question will be raised over election system and its known and values if re-voting is carried out. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक ₹100 पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा।
ओहो, कति सस्तो, 200 रुपियाँमा त 850 MB, साँच्चै सस्तो।
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ, 300 रुपियाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस्, इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्।
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस्, लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा।
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415#।
रमाउनुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकमको सस्तो इन्टरनेटमा। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
कस्तो खुसीको खबर हो?
अब हेर्नुहोस्, रोग लाग्यो भनेर रोग पालेर बसिरहनु पर्ने दिन गएछन् क्या?
होइन, कसरी?
नेपाल सरकारद्वारा सञ्चालित सामाजिक स्वास्थ्य बिमा कार्यक्रमको सदस्य भएर।
यो स्वास्थ्य बिमा कार्यक्रम कस्तो रहेछ?
5 जनासम्मको परिवारले 1 वर्षको लागि ₹2500 सदस्य बनिसकेपछि आवश्यक पर्दा 50,000 सम्मको औषधि उपचार सेवा यो स्वास्थ्य बिमा कार्यक्रमले बेहोर्दो रहेछ।
त्यसो भए औषधि उपचारको खर्चले गर्दा टाट पल्टिने दिन गए त?
हो नि, अब ढिलो नगरिकन सदस्य बनिहाल्नु पर्यो।
बरु सदस्य बन्न कहाँ पो जाने होला?
कहीँ जानु पर्दैन, बिमाको दर्ता गराउने मान्छे हाम्रो घर दैलै माग्छन् रे।
कति गजबको रहेछ है, दिनको 7 रुपियाँ छुट्याएपछि वर्षको 2500 तिर्न पुगिहाल्छ नि।
हेर्नुहोस्, बरु यो विषयमा त सारा छिमेकीहरूलाई आजै जानकारी दिइहाल्नु पर्यो।
नेपाल सरकार, सामाजिक स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षा विकास समिति, टेकु, काठमाडौँ।
आर्थिक अभावका कारण स्वास्थ्य उपचारबाट अब कोही वञ्चित हुनुपर्ने छैन, किनकि स्वास्थ्य सेवामा सबैको पहुँच पुगोस् भनेर नेपाल सरकारले स्वास्थ्य बिमा कार्यक्रम लागू गरेको छ।
स्वास्थ्य बिमा कार्यक्रमबाट एक परिवारले वार्षिक 50,000 रुपियाँ बराबरको स्वास्थ्य सेवा प्राप्त गर्नेछ। स्वास्थ्य सेवा प्राप्त गर्न अनिवार्य दर्ता भएको हुनुपर्छ। दर्ताका लागि दर्ता सहयोगीहरू तपाईँकै घर दैलोमा आउनेछन्। स्वास्थ्य बीमा सेवा प्राप्त गर्न 5 जना बराबरको परिवारले वार्षिक 2500 रुपियाँ र 5 जना भन्दा बढी सदस्य भएको परिवारले प्रति सदस्य 425 रुपियाँ जम्मा गर्नुपर्नेछ। विपन्न परिवारका लागि भने नेपाल सरकारले विशेष व्यवस्था गरेको छ। स्वास्थ्य बीमा कार्यक्रम कैलाली जिल्लाबाट शुरू भई अन्य जिल्लाहरूमा पनि छिट्टै लागू गरिनेछ।
समयमै स्वास्थ्य बीमा गरी स्वास्थ्य उपचारमा पर्ने आर्थिक भार घटाउनुहोस्।
नेपाल सरकार, सामाजिक स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षा विकास समिति।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM news bulletin. On to more news now. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Krishna Bahadur Mara has said the economic growth rate for coming fiscal year is targeted at 7.2%, considering high growth rate in the current fiscal year. Organizing a press conference to inform about the budget for the coming fiscal year, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Mahara said it is challenging to achieve the targeted economic growth rate of 7.2%. However, the economic activities in local level implementation of projects of national pride, priority on energy sector, implementation of agricultural programs, among other, will contribute to increase the overall economic growth to 7.2%. CPNUML has termed the Memorandum of Understanding that Nepal recently signed with China regarding the One Belt, One Road initiative as historic and a milestone for heightening the bilateral ties. Addressing an interaction program on One Belt, One Road organized yesterday, UML Party Chair and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expressed his hope that One Belt, One Road initiative won't only help China attain prosperity, but also provide a strong base for taking other neighboring countries' prosperity to a new height. Also speaking on the occasion, Nepali Congress leader Dr. Ram Charan Mahat said the One Belt, One Road initiative will benefit Nepal on multiple fronts, including expansion of road network and railway construction. Nepal Army's cargo aircraft crashed near the Kolti Airport in Bajura yesterday, killing pilot Kailash Gurung. The aircraft crashed on a paddy field nearby the runway in course of landing. Nepal Army warrant officers Purna Bahadur Kharka and Anita Ale have been left severely injured in the incident. Critically injured pilot Gurung was rushed to the Kolti Hospital where he died in course of treatment. The aircraft was en route to Simikot Humla from Surkhet, carrying foodstuff attempted to land at the Kolti airport after it failed to make a landing in Simikot. Injured Kharga and Ale were flown to Nepalganj on the Sita Air's flight. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress has expressed grief over the crash. Issuing a press statement yesterday, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa paid tribute to pilot Kailash Gurung, who lost his life in the crash, and wished for the speedy recovery of those injured. A total of 3,348 jaywalkers have been booked for violating traffic rules in the capital city. Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police Mingmar Lama said that they were booked for crossing the road haphazardly without using the zebra crossing. Lama said of them, 2,120 had paid 200 rupees in fine, while the rest of the jaywalkers were provided with class on traffic awareness. It is said that more than 424,000 in revenue was collected from them. Those rejecting to pay fine were taken in control for 3 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal News. On to some international updates now. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said it is absolutely essential that the world unite to combat the threat from climate change. Speaking in New York, Guterres said if any country doubted the need for the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, then other countries must stay on course. He was speaking after U.S. President Donald Trump refused to join other leaders of the G7 group of rich nations in reaffirming support for the accord. He is due to decide the U.S. stance soon. Cyclone Mora has hit the southeastern coast of Bangladesh, killing at least 6 people. The officials have said that most of them were killed by falling trees in the districts of Cox's Bazar and Rangamati. A BBC report quotes officials saying hundreds of houses were fully or partially damaged. Significant damage is reported in refugee camps housing Rohingya Muslims from neighboring Myanmar. The authorities have moved hundreds of thousands of people to shelters. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of the country, of the eastern and western regions, and one or two places of the central region. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 26.6 degrees Celsius, minimum of 17.8, relative humidity of 98%, and average rainfall 1.5 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Parties initiate discussion for the formation of consensus government, time given for it ending today. Prime Minister discusses with Election Commission representatives about postponing the date for the second phase local election. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister claims that 7.2% economic growth possible due to economic activities in local level and expansion of service, industries and energy sectors. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says climate deal is absolutely essential. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.